I can't see any possibility at all of me having anything to do with the community. In one way, I think I can see me going to a place where I'm not going to meet anybody, which is sort of a surprise to hear that coming through. But what I think it's to do with is something is tuning into something else. And that's my personal interest, but it also, it feels as though that's what the energy is doing. It's tuning into something else, and the something else is not human as we know it. And then when I meet a human being, the energy response here changes gear to connect. And that has to do with sort of surprising things coming through now. It has to do with an intense increase for my love for people. And what that means is several things. My love for people, my caring for people has got so strong that when I meet them, in order for them to stay comfortable, this energy frequency drops down to meet them, not to upset them. Even if I don't say anything, the frequency can be upsetting, it can be disturbing. So there might be a time when I don't see anybody. As for a community, that's a whole different level. What a community, of course, is all these bunches of energy. And depending on the level of evolvement with the people, they're interacting. If the energy frequencies are too dispersant, if they're too far apart, they just bounce off each other and never really work. So the energies have to be around the same frequency. Of course, there's always a gap and everyone's unique. But somewhere near, the gap's not too big. Most communities don't work. And the usual things where they don't work is people not having money to support themselves. But the main thing are relationships. And as I see it, we are going to have communities that work on this planet. But they'll only work when people have gone beyond needing to be in an exclusive relationship. Because there is no such thing as a relationship. The only thing that is real and alive is relating. And that is living in the moment. Which means if you're with somebody, you're relating to them as is appropriate, whoever they are. And as soon as you make a commitment or a bonding, everything is then out of balance. Because the mind's saying, I cannot be attracted to this person because of the consequences, because I'm in relating to someone else. And they will get upset, and then that means, and that means, and that means. So until people have gone beyond needing somebody to fill in the places within themselves where they're not complete, or attempting to, because it never works, because of course, while you're trying to get somebody to fill in that place in you that is not complete, they're trying to do the same thing with you into their place. That's why relationships don't work. So until people have gone beyond either needing to or attempting to get somebody else to fill in their empty spaces, a community will be an order of chaos. Which is not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not so much fun to be in. So for a for the communities that I feel are going to come onto this planet. It's going to be with people that have gone beyond needing somebody else to make their lives complete, which they never do, of course. It'll be with people who've reached a certain level of fulfillment and want to be in the company of other people as reflections to help them to see where the things they're not seeing in themselves, their blind spot, but also for the fun of being with people who are in a loving and caring and supportive frequency and atmosphere, being there for the fun of it. Part of the bigger picture is, first of all, people don't know themselves. So they're not aware of how they're behaving, what they're doing. They're not even aware of the process of their thoughts. So in this ignorance, they're behaving in a way that is not harmonious with other people who are also doing the same thing. And what that's about is, of course, we're trying to be happy. And we equate happiness with feeling safe and secure and predictable. So we're so focused on ourselves and what we want, we're attempting to change everything around us to fit into what is, in fact, our neurosis. Because when you've gone beyond your neurosis, you're not doing that. You've become fulfilled in yourself, so you don't need anybody else to be different. You are self-activating at that point. But until then, without realizing it, everybody is so focused on themselves, they're not seeing anyone else. And of course, if you're not seeing, you're not caring. At a certain point of consciousness, a balance starts to happen inside. And as I say, this feeling fulfilled. And then the energy that's been going to the self all this time is no longer being burnt up, and now it's available for other people. And that's when the level of the empathy expands. And there are people on the planet who have gone beyond themselves, and now they're totally available for other people. But not in a way that says, I am totally available for other people. It's so natural to them. They don't even know they're doing it. They're so at peace in themselves. They just become available for other people, caring and empathetic with them. And it's when a certain state has been reached inside. And until then, people are self-centered. And without knowing it, they're trying to change the whole universe to fit into their neurosis. And each neurosis is unique, and each neurosis is trying to do the same thing. So until this certain state has clicked inside, people are in conflict. And that's what we're getting reflected in the planet at the moment. Almost everything you watch involves conflict. Anything on the screen. You walk around the supermarket or watch what goes on at the checkout counter. So often there's conflict in there, or right on the edge of conflict. And my feeling is the conflict is building up on the planet, which could take us to a tipping point. So it's really hard to watch anything that doesn't have conflict in it. And I mean children's programs. Walt Disney is what puts out some of the most violent things. And if you watch the kids playing, the bullying at school, it's building, and hopefully it's building to a tipping point until the click happens. We're at peace with ourselves, and therefore we just forget ourselves and become available for something bigger than ourselves. So is it appropriate for people to come together and be in a community, even if it's not working? Absolutely. I'm not saying it's impossible to wake up on your own, but it's virtually impossible. Our mind is so clever. It's designed that way. We need it that way in order to survive, but it's so clever. It keeps shielding, and of course, we're blind to our blind spots. We need each other. And we need each other in a way where we've got ground rules to it. And the ground rules are something like, I want you to tell me every time you feel I've gone unconscious. I want you to help me to see my behavioural patterns more clearly. Even if I get pissed off and upset, I want you to tell me anyway. And so communities are most valuable. In a way, almost essential. I can't see us doing it in isolated families. There's too much collusion. There's too much defending going on. We need a place where we can at least approach honesty. Honesty first with ourselves and then with each other. So absolutely, communities are excellent.